Happy Monday morning. Welcome back to your work week. Hope you're enjoying some coffee. Dr. Schaefer and I are.
Yeah, it's almost gone.
I need to get a pot in here.
With the hour. No, I got to limit myself.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I'm not a coffee drinker, guys. I can't relate, but I'm on diet due too.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Whatever works.
Whatever that's worth.
Still caffeine.
Still caffeine, yes. Mm-hmm.
Here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer. He's the Assistant Director of Civil Discourse and Democracy at K-State. Did I say that right?
The Institute of.
Discourse
and Democracy, Institute of.
That's yeah.
Fine. If it was in an index, that's how it'd be.
Yeah, a little flub up, but we're not mad at each other. We're going right through. We talked it out.
We could have let it just sneak through, but instead we chose to squarely address it twice.
Seriously, guys, move on.
We got Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass. Not a whole lot of time, about 10 minutes, 785-537-1350, if you do want to call in. We're talking about the passing of John McCain, somebody that definitely, especially in death, we're all looking back and reflecting on his life and career as somebody who's not one that you can necessarily peg down to a degree on. You could have a lot of different ideas on a lot of different issues, no matter what the party. Definitely a lifelong Republican and definitely held a lot of Republican ideals, but was somebody that could also reach across the aisle too. And I think one thing that I think we've all been reflecting on most over this weekend, he passed away Saturday, but what we've really been reflecting on his ability just to have respect for his opponent. And I think one of the clips, and I'll play this clip here in just a second, but it's one of the clips that's been probably played the most this weekend, was from the 2008 campaign when Senator McCain and presidential candidate at that time was having a town hall with some folks, and a woman wanted to ask him a question about Obama. And let's just go ahead and play that clip.
I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not.
No, ma'am. He's a.
Sorry about that. Let me try it again.
He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with on.
On fundamental issues. Having a little problems with that clip, but definitely so refreshing now that when you think back on it, and when you look at this past 2016 campaign, it didn't really have a whole lot of any of that when it came to mutual respect. And again, and also one thing I want to be clear of, thinking about that clip, it's been played so much over the weekend that people have been also quick to point out that this woman saying like he's an Arab, and she meant that in a slur. Like there's nothing wrong with being an Arab person, or being a Muslim. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's the way that it was presented to McCain, obviously in kind of a slur sort of fashion. He was very quick to just snuff that out immediately and be like, no, we just have disagreements. He's a good, decent family man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that clip is, it's dramatic. He's shaking his head, says no. He just kind of takes the mic back. And that's what he says. He's like, no, this is, he's a family man. We have different views. And that's what I think I was alluding to a little bit earlier, is that, we can and should have different policy views on what we ought to do and how we ought to live. Where are those boundaries? Where are those parameters that, we have largely, different times we'll abide by and other times we don't. And that's a significant thing that we have to navigate, especially now when it's become more acceptable to not play by those kinds of rules.
And here's another clip I'm going to play. We got a phone call. We'll get to that phone call in just 1 second, just in less than 2 minutes. But another clip I want to play from Senator McCain. This is, again, from that 2008 election. This is the Al Smith dinner. And this is a dinner that happens. This is before the election.
This is just about a month before the election. Right?
Still in full campaign mode. Right. Still, this is a man trying to win the presidency of the United States. And here were McCain's remarks about his opponent at that dinner a month before the 2008 election.
Deceased and fictional voters to a minimum. I've come out on both sides of elections, and I've never lost my confidence in the judgment of the American people. In the military, they work pretty hard to impress the chain of command on your way of thinking. And one way or another, on the 4th of November, word will come down from the top of the chain, and Senator Obama and I will both receive our orders. I don't want it getting out of this room, but my opponent is an impressive fellow in many ways. Political opponents can have a little trouble seeing the best in each other. But I've had a few glimpses of this man at his best, and I admire his great skill, energy, and determination. It's not for nothing that he's inspired so many folks in his own party and beyond. Senator Obama talks about making history, and he's made quite a bit of it already. There was a time when the mere invitation of an African-American citizen to dine at the White House was taken as an outrage and an insult in many quarters. Today is a world away from the cruel and prideful bigotry of that time, and good riddance. I can't wish my opponent luck, but I do wish him well.
I mean, just amazing. It just it seems foreign now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different way of doing politics, and I think that's, you know, partly why people are being so effusive in their comments about McCain this weekend and seemingly for the time to come, that, you know, here was someone who stood out in some significant ways. And importantly, right, in death, there's also that opportunity to have these glimpses, these looks back in different fashions. And, you know, there's a bit of a reality of, you know, embellishing or building up. I mean, but there's also this acknowledgement that, like, we do that, right? And as a country, as a civil society, like, there's something helpful in some of that. Also acknowledging, right, that he was not, you know, ideal, and he had views that were, you know, contradictory and rather unfortunate in some really significant ways. But I think there's an important theme right now of how do we hold up people who did look at politics a little differently than we're accustomed to right now.
Let's go ahead and go to that phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, you know, listening to you guys, and McCain was quite a man. And he went through stuff that the average Joe Blow will never go through. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to run for office, you should mandatorily serve in the military. And, I mean, I know a lot of people don't believe that, but I think you get a different perspective when you go into the military. And but what the White House is doing is, in my view, is chicken caca or chicken mare. You guys understand French and Spanish. And that's not right. But on the other side, too, when people like Reagan or Barbara Bush or Charlton Heston died, you heard stuff from the left was absolutely ridiculous. And, I mean, when somebody dies, you ought to look at the best. You don't look at the worst or whatever you think is the worst. I mean, that's ridiculous. And that's just a sign of immaturity, and shows people are showing their red derriere. That's what they're doing. Anyway, thank you for the comment.
Appreciate that call, and couldn't agree more on so much of what our caller just said.
Yeah, I mean, the reality of kind of where, in a very short amount of time, we've allowed, I mean, those clips right from 2008 point to the candidate for the Republican Party who had, I think, some really important perspective, in large part based off of his experience, right? He was about country more than some of these other titles and affiliations. And
he tortured for almost 6 years.
Yeah, right?
Amazing.
And, right, I mean, and not taking the easier route when his captors realized that he was somebody of importance because of his father, right? These kinds of things. And so to the caller's comment, right, how do we recognize and value people's larger sense of commitment to an identity, to a sense of what it means to be part of something larger in that sense to the United States? And again, like I said a moment ago, you know, this is one of those important moments to point to someone like McCain who had embodied some of those, what we now see as these rather aspirational kind of approaches to politics.
We thought that was the standard.
Yeah. Well, not always.
It was.
Right. And not always. Right. And again, you know, McCain, Senator McCain himself was a complicated person. And as we kind of look back through some of the rosy colored lenses, doing a bit of kind of reconstruction of, you know, who some of these figures are. But, you know, a colleague of mine who studies kind of rhetoric and presidential address and things said this, you know, eulogies, and we'll see this when, you know, the two people who beat him for elected office will be giving, as we understand, the eulogies.
At his request.
At his request, President George W. Bush and President Obama. There's something significant about that, that, you know, eulogies are an opportunity to not just speak about a person, but to speak about who they are in the context of the communities that they were a part of. And right now, I think there's something significant. So even in his death, you know, Senator McCain is speaking in some significant ways to, and as we alluded to a little bit ago, a type of politic right now that we're seeing at the national level that is really unfortunate and degrading. And I think, as the caller said, we're seeing that not just kind of ideological party affiliation, people saying it that way, but a lot of people recognizing that. And I think we have an opportunity here to see things a little differently.
We'll end it there. Never enough time with you, Dr. Schaefer. Never enough time. Thanks so much for coming on. Assistant Director for the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy, Dr. Timothy Schaefer. If you missed this episode, we'll be online a little later. Thanks for listening.
K-State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at kstate.bank. K-State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan.